It should have been a moment of joy for Astros fans. Game 3 of the World Series last Friday. First baseman Yuli Gurriel had just hit a home run off of Dodgers pitcher Yu Darvish. But after Gurriel rounded the bases and entered the dugout, cameras captured him lifting the corners of his eyes with his fingers and using the word chinito, which roughly translates as little Chinese boy in Spanish, in reference to Darvish, who's half Japanese. Gurriel, who defected from Cuba in 2016, has apologized, and Major League Baseball is suspending him from 5 games next season, although he won't be missing any World Series games. But the debate over the incident is still raging. Julio Ricardo Varela is co-host of the political podcast In the Thick and founder of LatinoRebels.com. So first, Julio, tell us about Gurriel's apology. How did he explain his actions?
It was a typical apology. You know, I apologize if I offended anyone. It wasn't my intent. I'm sure it was very heartfelt. And I think Darvish also got Gurriel off the hook by saying it wasn't a big deal. Let's focus on baseball. But obviously the reaction online or amongst the community I'm around was quite different. I mean, they saw Gurriel as just crossing the line and it bordered on racism.
In your opinion, does the punishment of a 5-game suspension next season, does it fit for what he did?
No. I think MLB was weak on this one. I think they should have suspended him at least for a game in the World Series. I think if you talk to Dodgers fans and if you talk to baseball fans in general, the only people that are saying that Gurriel should not be suspended were Astros fans. You know, he actually hit a home run on Sunday that kind of led to this exciting game. And if he wasn't a part of it, you know, how would the outcome of the game be? You know, MLB talked a good game, but I think because Darvish said, well, it wasn't that bad, and Commissioner Manfred, I don't think he wanted to deal with the union. So this 5-game suspension that was happening for next year just seems a little bit out of whack.
You've heard the take, though, from several people, including an LA Times columnist who is half Salvadoran and half Japanese himself. They said that Gurriel shouldn't be harshly punished because racial sensitivities are different in the U.S. than they are in many Latin American countries. Do you agree with that?
I don't. And I think that's part of the problem with being Latin American. I'm originally from Puerto Rico. I was born and raised. But one of the things that I've done as a journalist, as a commentator, as a contributor at ESPN is talk about racism in sports in the Latin American space. It's kind of the ugly secret. We've allowed words like chinito or negrito, which means, you know, little black person, to be these terms of endearment, that it's all part of the culture. And, you know, this whole like, oh, we do it because, you know, that's the way we've grown up. I mean, isn't that what people used to say in the United States? Like, oh, that's what we used to do in the past. And I think what you're seeing in the reaction to the Gurriel comments, especially from young Latinos, young Latin Americans who are sports fans, is that this was wrong. Second generation Latinos that are living in the United States are kind of almost embarrassed about how we as Latin Americans kind of treat each other or label each other. It's almost like this dark stain that has never been discussed. And I'm actually seeing a lot more younger Latinos kind of taking the lead and saying that this type of behavior, no matter where you come from, is wrong. It's just wrong. And we need to call it out on our own, whether you're Cuban, whether you're Mexican, whether you're Puerto Rican. And I've seen more people speak out against than in favor.
So Gurriel, he's young. He came to the U.S. in 2016. Should he have known better, even if he was new to the U.S.?
That's a great question. I mean, I think that's what you hear, like someone like Ozzie Guillen, who's the former Chicago White Sox manager. He was on ESPN Deportes, the Spanish language version of ESPN, saying, well, you know, don't blame it on Gurriel. But this is 2017. This is the age of the internet. To feign cultural ignorance, you're a Major League Baseball player. You're playing in the United States. You've been there for a while now. I'm just not buying it. And I think a lot of Latino sports fans aren't buying it either.
So Dodgers pitcher Yu Darvish has tweeted that he'd like people to stay positive and move forward. Do you think that's likely? Or, I mean, it sounds like you're saying there should be a larger national conversation about this.
I think if Darvish and Gurriel want to kumbaya this moment, go for it. But I think there needs to be a conversation, a global conversation, especially, you know, racism is not talked about in Latin America. It's accepted. It's joked upon. It's innocent. It's just who we are. And that's changing in a lot of ways. When you're living in a bilingual, bicultural world, and you see in the United States it's becoming more and more Latino and more connected to Latin America, these type of conversations are making people uncomfortable in Latin America, but they're necessary. And if Darvish and Gurriel don't want to have it, don't worry about it. The Latino internet's going to have it, and they have been having it. If it kickstarts that type of conversation, I'm all for it.
That was Julio Ricardo Varela, founder of LatinoRebels.com.